We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring, majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, valuable viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorubur 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorubur 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Sagun Salo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. En Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector, Portachuelo, El Vivero, en Pueblo Viejo. Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubaté, channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in El Adaños. Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal. Channel 31 on Asoparapórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litgamar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcoval. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Ningcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available for your special language. Please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, three solar power projects open in northwestern Nicaragua. In veg news, the plant-based lifestyle is celebrated in Ghana. In animal welfare news, Australian wetlands support the growth of waterbird colonies. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 23rd, is the birthday of the 125th Emperor of Japan, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Akihito. Born in 1933 in Tokyo to His Imperial Majesty Emperor Showa and Her Imperial Majesty Empress Kojun, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Akihito is part of the world's oldest hereditary monarchy. His Imperial Majesty's reign began the era called Heisei, which means achievement of universal peace. This auspicious occasion is celebrated with banners, flags, and well wishes for His Imperial Majesty, who traditionally gives a special address to the nation. Our respectful wishes, Your Imperial Majesty Emperor Akihito, for the best of health and a birthday filled with much happiness and heavenly blessings.
Lion News. Record rains inundate California, USA. Pacific storms of an intensity not seen for over a decade have deluged the entire western U.S. state starting on Friday, December 17th, setting off flooding, mudslides, road closures, and loss of power for tens of thousands of people. On Sunday, record rainfall for the date was noted, with numerous vehicle accidents that caused two fatalities. As of Tuesday, December 21st, downtown Los Angeles had received 5.25 inches of rain, more than one-third of its average annual precipitation. In the central San Joaquin Valley, officials issued a precautionary evacuation order for 2,000 residents of McFarland, where streets were inundated with up to a meter of water.
In East Los Angeles, a highway was closed due to a mudslide, while emergency crews rescued motorists from their swamped vehicles, and four hikers were airlifted from a flooded canyon as another 25 people were evacuated in Kern County and the San Gabriel Mountains when creeks overflowed, with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger declaring a state of emergency in several central and southern counties. Residents on Wednesday braced themselves for the most severe storm yet, with officials warning of possible widespread evacuations.
Sending her sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please check with regional governments to see if more assistance is necessary, saying that funds are available for urgent needs. She also asked that they go, if possible, to offer comfort to the most vulnerable.
Our gratefulness for the prompt initiatives of state officials and rescue personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern. We are saddened to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the rapid return of all residents' productive lives as humanity's gentler lifestyles help ease such distressing events as these.
Blizzards continue disrupting travel in Europe, with at least four people who succumbed to the cold in the Balkans due to the snow, including two Bosnian men aged 72 and 50, and an elderly Serbian couple. Tens of thousands of travelers have been affected during the busy Christmas season as flights and trains have been postponed or canceled across Europe due to the start of what is being called the worst winter in 25 years. The United Kingdom has been among the most severely affected, with rail service across the northern areas delayed or cancelled as thousands of travelers in England's Heathrow Airport, the busiest in the world, were stranded for several days in a row.
Flights to and from Germany's Frankfurt Airport, the largest on the continent, were also severely disrupted, and on Wednesday, December 22nd, the airport announced that it was just beginning to resume normal function. The travel upsets are costing British Airways an estimated $100 million per day, along with lost revenues to Air France of up to $52 million. As of Wednesday, December 22nd, more snows were being forecast for the coming weekend. We offer our sympathies for those who have lost loved ones to the extreme weather, as we pray for the protection of residents and travelers alike, and that climate balance may be restored through our kinder actions toward each other and the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
International donors pledge help for Eastern Sudan. With Kuwait hosting the first such conference on Sunday, December 19th, attending donor nations and investors pledged a total of $3.5 billion. The funds will go toward improvements in food security, safe drinking water, education, healthcare services, microfinance, and infrastructure development. Donor nations include Kuwait, Iran, China, the United Kingdom, and the European Union, with the Sudanese government also allocating $1.57 billion toward reconstruction goals. Many thanks and Providence bless Kuwait and all other donors for your generous contributions to improve the lives of the people of Eastern Sudan. May they and all Sudanese brethren flourish in prosperity, dignity, and peace.
Unsold frozen chicken reprocessed with new expiry dates. Consumers in South Africa were shocked to recently discover that one of the largest suppliers of chicken meat in the country has been reprocessing old unsold items for many years. According to former employees in the company's management, tons of expired products over the years have been put on sale again with new expiry dates after being injected with a brine solution and rebranded, all without being scientifically tested for harmful bacteria or other microorganisms. Charlene Goosen, senior dietitian of the Nutrition Information Center of the University of Stellenbosch, said contamination by microbial hazards can be harmful to humans, and viruses and bacteria pose the greatest safety challenges to food establishments. Dr. Ingrid Van Heerden of the publication Health 24's Diet Doc also alerted, any frozen food, including meat, fish, and chicken, should never be refrozen because this gives harmful microorganisms a chance to multiply and can cause food poisoning. We are thankful for the information that has brought this potentially lethal situation to light and pray for the safety of the South African people. May governments and food producers worldwide work toward delivering the safest and most nutritional food products, namely wholesome plant-based fare.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers. Children rescued in Gabon. In cooperation with an International Criminal Police Organization, or Interpol, initiative, police teams in the Central African country of Gabon were able to remove over 140 children, some as young as 6 years old, from forced labor conditions. The teams performed checks at markets in Libreville, where they found children from 10 different countries in a variety of roles that included carrying heavy goods. 44 people were also arrested during the operation, which was being conducted as the first of its kind in the country. Speaking in appreciation of the endeavor, Interpol Assistant Director John Ayers said, "Gabon's decision to continue this work will lead to hundreds more children being saved. Our heartfelt thanks, Gabon Police, Interpol, and all involved in the rescue of these innocent children. May they be reunited with loved ones for renewed lives of happiness, peace, and comfort."
Save our planet. Amazon forests approach tipping point. According to the Global Drought Monitor, a classification system developed by the UK's University College London, by October 2010, large swaths of the Amazon rainforest were experiencing a category known as exceptional drought, which goes beyond even extreme drought. The 2010 drought was widespread, with most of the Amazon's region receiving less than 75% of normal rainfall between July 1st and September 30th, and, in many cases, as little as 25%. Such arid conditions, which normally occur once every 100 years, in this case were observed only 5 years after a previously severe dry spell in 2005, as well as one just 7 years before that in 1998. Besides the dryness was a record number of fires. Along the edge of the forest in Peru and Bolivia were more fires this year than any year on record, with the Xingu indigenous region seeing a total of 19,000 blazes compared to 5,000 the previous year, as well as reports of substantial damage to plants in the normally wet areas. The fires went hand in hand with extremely low water flows, such as the Amazon tributary River Negro, which hit an all-time low just 1 year after a never-before-seen high level occurred in the wake of devastating floods.
Scientists are concerned that these patterns are pointing to alarming die-offs of the Amazon as the forest dries out. Dr. Greg Asner, an ecologist at the Carnegie Institute for Science, states that along with the melting polar ice, which for many symbolizes the effects of climate change, should also be considered the drying up and burning of the world's largest rainforest, whose survival is equally threatened. As observed by forest expert Dr. Oliver Phillips of the University of Leeds in the UK, the Amazon may be reaching a tipping point. He stated, "Every ecosystem has some point beyond which it can't go. The concern now is that parts of the Amazon may be approaching that threshold."
Scientists at University College London, Dr. Phillips, Dr. Leeds, and other researchers, we appreciate all your contributions to this informative report, despite its disturbing implications. May we all act now to protect the Amazon rainforest and all natural habitats, so that future generations may also enjoy the beauty of our rich creation.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often discussed the crucial issue of climate change impacts on rainforests, including the Amazon, as in an October 2009 video conference in Germany.
"Saving the world's tropical forests, the lungs of the earth, is one of the very important priorities. because when the tropical rainforests are destroyed, there are many frightening side effects. It's not just the permanent changes to the world's temperature, rainfall, and weather patterns, which the forests regulate. It's not just about the millions of people who might lose their livelihoods that depend on the forest. The rainforests themselves normally is our protectors. But as the climate gets warmer, instead of absorbing CO2 to protect our planet climate, they will be emitting back CO2 as well. They will not be helping us, the rainforest, if the climate gets warmer. But instead, they will be worsening the global warming problem. Stop the livestock industry. That would be the most effective way to halt global warming and restore our planet. It would save our precious forests.
Save Our Planet. Media report. Veg Fair halts climate change. In an article authored for the renowned BBC News, published on Tuesday, December 21st, United Nations Environment Programme's Executive Director, Achim Steiner, urged for continued efforts to limit global temperature rise to below 2 degrees Celsius, if not the 1.5 degree limit needed to protect some island nations. Speaking of the recent United Nations Climate Change Conference in Cancun, Mexico, Mr. Steiner reminded that despite some gains, there is still the important task of reducing greenhouse gas emissions further than current government pledges by an amount equivalent to at least that of all the world's transportation combined.
As the most effective way to reach this goal and even more, a global switch to a plant-based diet has been discussed by researchers and advocated by Supreme Master Ching Hai during her time at the conference and in meetings with the press in Cancun, Mexico this month. In support of this cause, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association also helped to spread awareness at the Climate Change Village Expo during the official talks, attracting not only delegates and the public, but also the media to the organic vegan solution.
In one article titled Veg Food Saves the Planet, the Peninsular Magazine, based in the Yucatan region of Mexico, reported as follows.
Los hombres y mujeres del mundo tienen una oportunidad única de cambiar al planeta de una forma sencilla y sana, dejar de comer carne y volverse vegetarianos. Lo anterior es el mensaje principal de la Asociación Internacional de la Maestra Ching Hai, uno de los stands más visitados en el parque temático Villa del Cambio Climático, que se instaló en Cancún, Quintana Roo, a propósito de las conversaciones de la COP16.
Providing free information about the impact of livestock raising on the climate, along with delicious vegan food samples, our association's booth was encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's dedication to the environment. As the article noted regarding her presence in Cancun,
la maestra Ching Hai llegó a México con ese mensaje desde hace unos 20 años, y desde entonces no han cejado en su esfuerzo de promover el consumo de frutas y verduras, ya que es una dieta sana y que al mismo tiempo salva al planeta. Según estudios, la cantidad de gases que se vierten al planeta es mayor que la que producen las industrias contaminantes.
We thank Executive Director Steiner for your concerned voice and the Peninsular Magazine for sharing the vegan way to address global warming. May citizens the world over choose this vital course to survival now for all beings and the earth.
Save Our Planet. U.S. researchers warn that the continued heat and dry conditions associated with climate change are making forests more and more vulnerable to the impact of damaging events such as fire and disease infestations.
Save Our Planet. A team of international scientists documenting the richness of a coral reef off the coast of Malaysia conclude that it might have the highest marine diversity in the world, as they call for its preservation from further human impact such as overfishing.
Save Our Planet. U.S. researchers call on industrialized nations to increase greenhouse gas reduction pledges and prevent dangerous global warming effects that would come with a temperature rise of more than 2 degrees Celsius.
Hi there, I'm Buna the Falawella. My diet consists of delicious plant-based foods. Today I have a tip about your home or office computer to help protect your hard drive from damage during a lightning storm. Please turn off your system and unplug it. It's also a good idea to disconnect anything linked to your computer, such as the printer, modem, and monitor. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, to save the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In sustainable energy news, 3 solar power projects open in northwestern Nicaragua. Almost 70% of the $1.17 million US dollars endeavor was funded by the Central America Frontier Areas Development Program. It is financed by the European Union and implemented by the Honduras-based Central American Bank for Economic Integration. Contributions will also be made by Nicaragua's Federation for the Integral Development of Peasant Farmers and the communities of approximately 4,000 farmers benefiting from the project. Our heartfelt gratitude, European Union, and all other participating organizations and neighborhood areas for your sponsorship of this earth-loving plan. May nations continue on the path of planet-protecting practices for a greener ecosphere.
In veg news, the plant-based lifestyle is celebrated in Ghana. In an event organized by the Vegetarian Association of Ghana and the International Vegetarian Union, speakers told of the many benefits of the animal-free diet. 91-year-old Mr. Paul Brakukwaki stated that he has not had to see a physician since he switched to the plant-based diet in 1948. Another speaker, the Reverend Dr. Mrs. Ressa Mills, extolled the weight loss she had experienced after adopting the compassionate diet. Bravo, Vegetarian Association of Ghana and the International Vegetarian Union, for organizing this wonderful occasion. Our appreciation also, enthusiastic speakers and participants. May all global citizens gain the numerous advantages to body, mind, and spirit by transitioning to the earth-saving vegan lifestyle.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Coming up, an Australian wetland has become the nesting ground for as many as 70,000 pairs of pelicans. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. More meaningful news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, touching news for a tender world. In animal welfare news, Australian wetlands support the growth of waterbird colonies. Scientists at the Australian National University have reported that Queensland's Channel Country wetland has become a breeding ground for up to 25 different species. Some locations have seen as many as 70,000 pairs of pelicans nesting. Other colonies have had large numbers of egrets, ibis, herons, and spoonbills. Our thankfulness, Australian National University researchers, for highlighting this positive development. May our exquisite feathered friends evermore find safe and nurturing habitats in each of our shared lands.
Time for some lighthearted humor with a joke told in Hindi entitled Smart Dog.
मेरा कुत्ता मेरे साथ पोकर खेलता है बड़ाई करने लगा दर्पण बहुत अच्छा तो वो काफी होशियार होगा उत्तर दिया मानव ने वस्तुतः नहीं जब भी उसे अच्छे पत्ते मिलते हैं उसकी दो मिलने लगती है
Enough of your heartline
سلام ما از تهران بیننده شما هستیم خیلی خوبه که زیرنویس گذاشتید اگه ممکنه غذاهای بدون گوش را آموزش دهید. بیننده‌هایی از تهران، ایران.
Supportive viewers, your amicable note is appreciated. Please access our vegan food preparation shows at suprememastertv.com/be-veg. Be sure to visit suprememastertv.com/gol for delectable recipes and beautiful demonstrations by Supreme Master Ching Hai. All can be downloaded free of charge. Bon vegan appetit. May Allah bless you and the high-spirited people of Iran.
Do you have a heartland today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the glory and wonder of heaven grace your sojourn on earth.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. The government of China announces plans to invest $15 billion during the next 5 years to increase grain production and the nation's food security.
A free trade zone framework agreement signed by Syria's economy and trade minister, Lamia Assi, is anticipated to expand regulations with the Mercosur countries of Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay.
Spokesperson Leo Guido of the Pan American Health Organization and the World Health Organization in Haiti commends the efforts of the Cuban Medical Brigade for helping to save many lives of cholera-affected Haitians.
Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai pledge to continue working together to maintain the unity government as they convey their shared satisfaction with the country's improved economy.
39th U.S. President and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Jimmy Carter lauds Brazil's recently announced support of Palestinian statehood, saying that the South American nation could be a leader in the Israeli-Palestinian peace process.
The Russian Soyuz spaceship docks safely at the International Space Station, with the three astronauts on board from the U.S., Russia, and Italy joining the current team of three for a 6-month mission that will include 3 spacewalks.
As part of her goal of becoming the youngest person to sail solo around the globe, 15-year-old Dutch teen Laura Dekker successfully completes the Atlantic Ocean portion of her journey, arriving at the Caribbean island of St. Martin from the Cape Verde Islands of West Africa.
At the 17th All India Homeopathic Congress held in New Delhi, leading participants call for the accreditation of homeopathy in conventional medical centers, saying that research has proven its effectiveness, especially in managing chronic illness.
Visiting Ukraine Foreign Minister Konstantin Grishchenko meets with his Venezuelan counterpart Nicolas Maduro in Caracas, where the two build upon previous discussions as they pledge collaboration in areas such as technological advancement, commercial and aeronautic development, and others.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.